Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. Standing by to kick off the show is Drew Coven. He's with LA Strong Foundation, and they are doing incredible work right now. I'm going to bring him on. If you know somebody who needs supplies, someone who wants to volunteer, if you're able to donate items, you can head over to LA Strong Foundation. I put the link up on my show blog, which is the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And there is a lot of great information about what LA Strong is doing right now. He's joining us. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to have you on. I keep seeing the posts, what you're doing. Thank you for all you're doing. As you know, wow, the impact, the horrific fires, it's just devastating.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the kind words.
So tell me, Drew, how did this come about, the LA Strong Foundation?
So my wife, Maxine Kozler Coven, and I have been really involved with philanthropy for years. We're still involved with youth sports in Los Angeles and Venice, and we have supported a lot of organizations as it relates to various types of charity, education, homelessness, diversity and inclusion, access to economic opportunity, and we have a ton of friends. We used to live in Bel Air and Brentwood, and we have a ton of friends who were impacted by the fires.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I had, we were very fortunate in our careers. We have lots of relationships with companies we used to work for, Guess Jeans and Steve Madden Footwear, amongst a number of others. And we said, we've got to do something. And we started looking at what we could do and who we knew and who could help. And our friend Zibby Owens, who has a bookstore in Santa Monica and a home in the Palisades, and we knew we had to do something,
mm-hmm.
and we had the background to very quickly get something set up.
Yes.
Started calling all of our contacts, and we were devastated. First,
yeah.
We couldn't believe it. We're like, this has got to be a ruse. This is
sure.
not possible. And
right.
Then we said, we've got to get involved. And that was really how it started.
I actually know Zibby. I've heard of her. I'm an author as well, and I love all the great things she's doing. So that's great that you reached out and to be able to help so many people. So give me an idea of what's been going on, because I know you're looking for volunteers, for donations, and you have so many great resources.
Yeah, very quickly. So I'm part of Chabad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm studying to be a rabbi as well in,
oh,
my, in my spare time.
In your spare time.
And in my spare time. And we reached out to Chabad,
mm-hmm.
and they gave us the opportunity to partner with them. They have an amazing setup, a location on the Pacific Coast Highway. And they said, Drew, would you help us set something up for relief and recovery with all these displaced people in Malibu?
Okay.
And I said it would be my honor and pleasure. So we opened up they have a retail storefront, and we very quickly helped them to open up a storefront with clothing and food and toiletries and every type of necessity, and the amazing community that Chabad had. And very quickly, within about 24 or 48 hours, we had a fully functioning store with volunteers.
Wow.
And our board member, Renata Krook, who I know from kind of, I won't go into the story, but I know her from other volunteer efforts and things. She got involved, and we got up and running. And then very quickly, we set up a second location in Venice Beach with Safe Place for Youth. Similarly, we have a storefront. We have everything is free, clothing and food and pet food and housewares and every common children's clothing, toys, teddy bears. Been an amazing outpouring of people who have said, can I donate? Can I volunteer? That's what we did. We set up two locations, one in at Chabad Malibu on the PCH and one at Safe Place for Youth in Venice Beach. And we've been very, very blessed and fortunate. So many good people. So many people have come out. They're volunteering. They're signing up. They're bringing product. And we're helping a lot of people. And that's what this is really all about.
That is beautiful. Chabad Malibu, is that near Nobu?
Chabad Malibu is like very close to Nobu and right across from the from the Malibu Pier. I get my Santa Monica Pier, but it's directly across from the Malibu Pier.
Yes.
It's very centrally located and high visibility. And we're also doing with Peterboo, the restaurant next door, we're funding free meals for first responders as well. So we partnered with Peterboo. Because a lot of the first responders are driving up and down the PCH, all sorts of firemen and policemen, sheriffs and Cal Gas, every combination. So we're doing everything we can. A lot of great support from the community. Very, very great people in Malibu and the Palisades and Venice Beach and Pasadena. Just such an outpouring. And around the country. Temples are reaching out to us. Churches are reaching out
fantastic.
To us.
Fantastic.
Very humbling.
Yeah. It's really interesting time because it shows the best of humanity, right? I mean, just to see the amount of donations. I've heard some places have had to turn away donations. They're inundated, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because this has come up a lot in conversations when I'm speaking to our volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And the rhetorical question is, why does it have to take something like this to show the best of humanity? That's probably the number one. What I talk about with them is I say, look, at least we can see that there's that other side, because in the day to day of our lives, we get caught up in, you know, making money and, you know, the base being parents and friends and jobs and all that stuff.
Yes.
But this is a reminder. It's a wake up call. That service is so critical. And a life of service is a life well lived. We can all do service, but, you know, it's things like this remind us that there are great people and great organizations. And we can be this way every day. It shouldn't have to take this, but it's good to know that people do have hearts and souls and very deep ones. And we're all in it together.
Yes.
I think that's what it comes down to.
And thank you for that. So I've seen so many people say that, you know, I lost my home, but I'm out there, I'm serving meals. And as you said, you know, being of service, being kind, having purpose and meaning is so important and so uplifting. And I would say to anyone listening, you know, look around your house. You might have some excess whatever, gather it and donate it, because it could be helpful to so many people right now.
Well, it's a great point. And when we get calls in, we have a saying, accessibility is the best ability. So my phone number is on everything, because that's how people, you know, when people want to help very badly or they need help very badly, they don't want to leave messages. They don't want to go into queues. So I made a decision with my team and said, look, our emails and our phone numbers, to the extent that people are comfortable, people have to be able to reach us. And we always tell them, like, hey, when they call, what can I do? What can I donate?
Mm-hmm.
We're very much hands-on. So right now, what a lot of people need, there's a lot of food out there. There's a lot of clothing out there. What people really need are things to re-enter into the new apartment. So what we're asking for are gift cards for, like, TJ Maxx or Home Goods.
Okay.
Or please donate new bedding and new linens. People are going to be entering into new apartments, new homes. They need to reestablish appliances, air purifiers. So that's the next phase of this. And what we really could use help with from the listeners and the community are these specific types of items. Brand new bedding, linens, towels, bed sheets, air purifiers, again, very important if you're moving back into a place to clean out the air. Those are the things people need to reestablish themselves.
Okay.
They've got plenty of clothing, and there's a lot of food. So many companies have come out and donated water and electrolytes and all kinds of cool stuff.
Great.
But the real need right now are the household items, home goods, housewares, things like that.
Okay. And I also want to add to that, because for listeners, if you head on over to LAStrongFoundation.org, you'll see some of the items that Drew just mentioned: air purifiers, gift cards, safety glasses and gloves, non-perishable foods, new clothing and socks, new bedding and towels, chapstick, duffel bags and backpacks, electrolytes. So let's say someone wants to get on Target and order a bunch of stuff. Can people send packages to you?
Yeah, they do two things. They literally, we get deliveries People ship stuff to us.
Okay.
They can also drop off to one of the two locations, and on the website, both the addresses are there.
Mm-hmm.
All we ask is that they give us a heads-up phone call so that we know they're coming, and we can make sure that somebody's there to receive the product.
Yes.
So we get emails and calls all hours of the day and night, and we're there from 10 to 5, Sunday through Thursday, and Friday's a short day. 10
sure.
to 3, and we're closed on Saturday. So we don't want somebody to show up. And we have. We've had people show up with trailers.
Oh, no. On a Saturday. Like, no one's there.
Yeah. It's like we're not there.
Mm-hmm.
But then we've been able to successfully either divert it somewhere else or make alternative arrangements. We're always happy to help people who want to be helpful.
Okay. So the locations are Chabad, Malibu, and the hours of operation and location address is on lastrongfoundation.org. And where's the other drop location?
The other drop location is at Safe Place for Youth on 2471 Lincoln, Lincoln Boulevard in Venice Beach. And we have a beautiful center set up there. Again, the Chabad Malibu team are amazing. We're just so grateful that they gave us the opportunity to partner with them. And the Safe Place for Youth team, equally so, amazing, amazing people. And they're there at 2471 Lincoln Boulevard in Venice Beach.
Fantastic. And I want to let people know that you're also interested in having people reach out to tell you what their needs are. There is a specific request link on your website. And if people want to volunteer, they can do that as well.
Yeah, on the website, there are two links to click, and it will take you to a schedule. If you want to volunteer at Chabad Malibu, you click that link, it will take you to the sign-up link. And if you want to donate at Safe Place for Youth in Venice Beach, you click the link, it'll take you there. If you have needs, our whole team has people that are calling us, emailing us. Well, this is set up to help people. So
okay.
I want to be really clear. It's a great point that you bring up. Our success is measured by how many people come and that we help. We have people who will help you personally shop. There's no shame. We've all been there. I lived in Bel Air. I was relocated twice. We've all been there. We all have friends. We're here to help because it might be us tomorrow. It might be my
That's
neighborhood.
Right. Yes.
The irony is it could happen to any one of us, and in many cases it has. So that we're all one. There's no I'd like to tell people it doesn't matter if you're a dollar away from broke or you're a billionaire. When these things happen, we're all in need.
Yes.
Nobody is above it, and it's a reminder for us, the point you made, the best of humanity. We're here to come together and to hug and embrace each other physically, emotionally, intellectually, and otherwise. This is what it's all about.
That's true. I will share something with you because I don't think you know this. So when I was 12, I had a fire in my room, and I lost everything, including my very first guitar. I was so devastated. But walking away with nothing, not even a toothbrush, nothing, is the worst feeling. So my heart goes out to, you know, everyone, including kids that lost everything. And it really is a time to rally together, to think about what you can do to help one another in this time, you know.
You know, it's so key, the kids. I'm blessed. My wife and I, we have a 24-year-old son and we have a 12-year-old son. We had a child come in the other day, and this really, you know, I had to leave the room because the child had lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, family lives in Malibu, and was crying, and nothing. And I had to leave because I started crying. We have a lot of toys. We love kids. We have more toys coming in, children's clothing, and if there's a more demand for it, we'll get more of those products because, you know, there's a saying that a dear friend of mine told me, we're only as happy as our saddest child, and it's so critically important that we remember there's a child in all of us.
Yeah.
We have to take care of one another. I'm getting emotional thinking and talking about it, but I'm glad. The point.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought this up. And I'm also a mental health advocate. I'm a member of NAMI Westside LA. And, you know, we were already in a mental health crisis before COVID, and then COVID exacerbated it. And then you add these fires, you know, and how devastating this has become. So it's even more important that we help one another. You know, you don't even have to know someone to say, hey, is it okay if I give you a hug? you know, is there anything I can do for you? It's just, it's so important that we're kind right now.
We can all do something. And I think, again, another great point you make is, I was asked this question the other day, what can I do? And people have a range. Some people can donate money. Some people have products. Some people can help deliver things. Like, mm-hmm. We're delivering care packages. We're not a crook, who's one of our board members. She and Daphne, Anit, I mean, members of our team, Maxie, Kozler, Coven, my wife, we're literally expanding to use our vehicles and making home deliveries. Some people can't get to us because they're elderly. Some people can't get to us because they're ashamed. But we're like, don't worry, wherever you are, we're here for you. We'll come to you. It's okay. And, you know, when you know, your story when you were a child, like, mm-hmm. it's as long as we get to that place in our mind where we realize why we're doing this, what is the intention, and it's pure. We say in Judaism, kavana, intention. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything but right. It's so powerful. And we're looking for all kinds of things. We want to help as many people as possible.
That's great.
And we're open to every conversation, partnering with other organizations. If other organizations need product, we have products. Steve Madden sent me so many brand new backpacks. I used to be a divisional president there, sent us so much stuff. You know, God bless those people. And we've got stuff to share. So I want to be really clear. We're happy to share. And as much as we have needs that we want products, certain types,
yes.
We also have a lot of extra products that we're happy to share with others. And things come in and we get calls every day. If we don't need it, we're happy to have another organization take it, the Boys and Girls Club in Malibu and other places, to say, hey, you need it, we can get it to you.
That's
another thing that we're doing.
And Drew, you have quite the background. I know we talked about, we both went to Syracuse. We were there probably the same time, and you are co-managing director of LDR Ventures. Tell me, I know we don't have a lot of time, but tell me the road to where you are now. What did you do after Syracuse?
Well, I started a trucking company while I was at Syracuse called Collegiate Storage, and it was the best thing I ever did. I didn't realize it at the time because I learned logistics and trucking and how to move things from point A to point B and warehousing, which then years later, e-commerce, the whole backbone of e-commerce became logistics. Mm-hmm. And then you piggyback marketing onto it and this web thing called the website. But Syracuse, I had the great fortune of studying business and also transportation distribution management with a professor, Ted Wallen, who just opened my eyes up to the world is all about logistics. So I went through quick career, doing various entrepreneurial things. Then I went to go work at Internet Grocery, had some success in e-commerce, continued doing it, woke up one day and said, a dear friend of mine said, Drew, you're all about relationships. You're not a transactional guy. You're good at this. But the truth be told is you really should figure out how to combine your daytime career with service.
Okay.
And I just started moving into the direction, and that's how I got into venture capital, working primarily, my wife Maxine Kozler-Coven, with minority and female entrepreneurs and having them get access to capital, knowledge capital, financial capital, and just found something I loved, which kept growing into service and doing philanthropy. And then when I was at Guess Jeans, they put me on the board of the Guess Foundation, and I got even more involved with Stewart House, with my wife, and helping children who had been oppressed. I won't get into the specific details, but a lot of bad stuff. And it just opened our eyes to we want to do more and more service. And my wife runs a nonprofit, the Mission Community Services, where we live up in the Central Coast. And we just said, what could we do if we could do anything we wanted to do? And we started moving aggressively into service. And we still have our family office. We still actively invest in healthy, better-for-you types of businesses. And our service is all aligned to how can we make the world better while we're here, tikkun olam.
Beautiful.
And we love it. You know?
That is beautiful. Oh, I love it. Anything else you'd like listeners to know about what you're doing?
Yeah, I'd love them. I don't know if I can give my phone number out, but I'd love them if they can help.
Yes.
They want to ask. They want to speak what they can do. I'd love them to, or they can go to the website. My phone number's on the website. They can email me. anything that I can do, our LA Strong can do, our team can do, anything we can do to help them to help, that's the message that I'd like to leave behind. Whatever it is, a question you have, a donation you want to make, an organization you'd like to speak to, if we have a relationship, we'll help facilitate an introduction. If you want to have a relationship with us, we're happy to meet you and know you. If you can help get the word out, most importantly, please help us get the word out to people that need help.
Okay.
If you write for the press or whatever you do, if you're in the media, most important thing is we have all these products. We have volunteers who are ready and willing and able and want to help. Please help us spread the word so we can help as many people as possible. And that's how we measure success. The more we help, the more we're helped. It's
beautiful.
Just that simple.
Yeah. LAStrongFoundation.org. If you head on over to the website, you'll see information about the two different locations. Drew's phone number. I'm not going to give it out so people will go to the website.
Perfect.
And
thank you.
Again, you can volunteer, you can donate. They need some essential items right now. And the whole list is on the website. And if you missed any part of this conversation, it will be up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. And the show blog is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And Drew, you can always send me updates on other things you might need, or if you want to come back on the show at any time, just reach out.
I absolutely will. And I just want to thank you for this opportunity to help us share our mission and our message. And I want to also thank very much Chabad Malibu and the Rebbetzin, the rabbi, and the amazing team over there, and A Safe Place for Youth for stepping up, because giving us physical places to partner with and welcoming us in to do this kind of work, it's a huge thing for those organizations to have stepped up and allowed us to bring more people to it. So I want to thank those organizations for their proactivity. And again, really, really just blessed to do all this great work. We're so humbled, and we want to keep doing it. So thank you for getting the word out. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
And I have to give a shout out to Julia Bendis right here in Orange County, who introduced us.
Yes, Julia. Yes, of course.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, and I look forward to meeting you and helping to volunteer, and we'll figure out my whole instrument drive another time.
Absolutely. And we definitely have to talk about that, because we want to help with that.
That would be great. Okay. Be well, and I'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Drew. Take care. Okay. If you missed any part of that conversation with Drew Coven, it will be up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. Drew is part of the LA Strong Foundation. They're doing incredible work right now. Again, they need volunteers. They need various items. You can head on over to their website, lastrongfoundation.org. We're going to take a little break. Before we do, I want to just share that there are so many wonderful organizations like LA Strong Foundation who need your volunteers, need support. If you know anybody who's been impacted, there are so many great resources available. I put a lot of information on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And coming up on the second half is legendary retired meteorologist Fritz Coleman. He is back to talk about his upcoming residency at the El Portal Monroe Forum. There's a special series of performances to benefit California Community Foundation Wildfire Recovery Fund. There's one coming up February 23rd. March 30th, April 27th, and Fritz will be joining us shortly. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.